The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Philadelphia's Morning Answer with Chris DeGaulle. This is Philadelphia's AM 990, The Answer.
You gotta move, bring it back the swing. You gotta roll with it, baby. Go on and just roll with it, baby.
Whew. It's almost impossible to catch your breath these days, isn't it? Glad you're here. 610-850-0990, and we're online at 990theanswer.com on this midweek. I don't know if you saw the story out at the Link over the weekend. A name you probably know if you're somebody who follows the news regularly. He's regularly in the news, particularly when it comes to politics. He's also executive chair of Connor Strong and Buckaloo. His board of trustees position at Cooper University Healthcare System is also well known. George Norcross is his name, and we welcome him to the show. The first time we've ever talked, George, it's a real pleasure to have you on. I appreciate you getting up early this morning and starting the day with us. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
So I don't want to frame this story through the prism of reading it or hearing it reported secondhand. I would rather hear it from you. What happened at the Link on Sunday?
Well, we, as we usually do, my family and I and 400 or 500 of my closest friends celebrate in a tailgate across the street, and we look forward to what is our regular season Super Bowl against the Dallas Cowboys, and we proceeded to the box at the game and decided really spontaneously to put outside of our box a very small 3-foot by 5-foot combination United States and State of Israel flag as a statement of support. As you know, the Eagles organization, to their credit, for many, many years and decades, have publicly supported a variety of what you might say are non-game messaging. Support for the citizens of Ukraine, Black Lives Matter. They have also condoned those kneeling during the national anthem or objecting to the display of the flag of the United States of America. They have routinely supported veterans in our country, which I do also on a regular basis at Cooper by supplying health care. So we thought it was a very incidental statement that needed to be made given the turbulence that are going on in the world, our country, and right here in Philadelphia, at the University of Pennsylvania. You're having some very disturbing actions take place, very public displays of anti-Semitic behavior that's going on, and a lack of leadership in some cases that are stamping out this kind of hate speech. I believe in free speech. Some believe in preferred speech. And it sounds like, given the Eagles' leadership is suggesting that the Israeli flag and the flag of the United States of America fits their definition of obscene or indecent, I'm sure all of your listeners and virtually everyone in our area would find that to be a reprehensible statement. Contrary to that, and likewise, they make statements, patrons who go to the games make statements every week. You see them, thousands of people with place cards, not just I support Jalen Hurts, but place cards that make statements. Whatever they might be, which is okay. This is America. This is a public facility. You didn't check your First Amendment rights at the door. Obviously, I had no idea that there is a technical prohibition for something like this. And I would have wondered if I would have placed the American flag out there after 9/11, would that have been removed? I think this is something that got out of control. Unfortunately, with the Rent-A-Cops, security, and obviously some people in the hierarchy of the leadership of the Eagles that decided they would deem this obscene and indecent, when in fact they themselves promote their own selective speech that many people at times in the stadium don't appreciate and don't support. Now, that's their prerogative, obviously. The adjacent super boxes to where we were seated were applauding. Many of the patrons and sports fans below were applauding. And as you saw in the video taken by a random fan, the non-police officer decided to rip that flag up and toss it. That's unacceptable. That's disrespectful. No one was doing anything out of order. No one was trying to make hostile or violent statements towards Israel or Palestine or anything like that. And I just think, and those that were with me strongly felt, that there needs to be more voices in this region from leaders, not just Jewish leaders, but leaders to stand up for Israel. Hamas has murdered, raped, murdered children, brutally harmed them. I read a story in the New York Times yesterday where Gaza is becoming the reservoir for dead children. Now, obviously, they're children from both sides, but this is a horrendous, unprovoked attack on among America's greatest ally for decades.
Yeah. George, may I ask, and a follow-up to the story, is it true you were ejected from the stadium, and if so, on what grounds?
Well, I was assaulted and ejected, for sure. I can only assume that because they deemed, under their own policy, this small flag obscene or indecent, that they were invoking that policy somehow. They couldn't possibly be invoking non-game messaging when, in fact, that's all they do throughout the course of almost every game on subject matters that people like me would support most of the time or some of the time. Because the flag is what caused this to take place and them demanding removal of it, which was shocking to me.
Has anyone,
I thought, in retrospect, was someone would have come in and respectfully said, we don't permit this here. We'd appreciate it if you do not do this at the next game. And that would have been the end of it. Because, number one, I would have known their policy. I may not have agreed with it, but I would have respected it. And when I was removed from the box, I was removed by some rent-a-cop thugs, not great Philadelphia police officers, who treated me, by the way, very respectfully. And I would have done anything they asked, except these fellows were a bunch of thugs that probably, worked as bouncers in bars and came in and decided to forcibly remove me, tie my arm behind my back and grab me by the shoulder like I just held up a Wawa.
So, George, what fascinates me about that particular part of the story is, you're no slouch. People understand who George Norcross is. You're a well-known guy, and I'm not suggesting you're throwing your weight around here, but given that, has anybody from the Eagles organization reached out? Because as I read it, and again, don't want to assume or put words in your mouth, you're threatening perhaps legal action here. Have the Eagles reached out to make this right, sense?
Well, no. I know Jeff Lurie. We've played golf a number of times with Ron Jaworski, who's a dear friend and partner of mine. We're acquaintances. We're not close friends by any means, but he obviously, or the president of the Eagles, certainly knew what was going on. Strangely, they sent Mayor Jim Kenney down to the box to speak to me, and he just told me he was a messenger sent by the Eagles, because I said, are you speaking as the mayor of Philadelphia? And he said, no. I said, okay. If someone would want that to happen, perhaps someone should tell me that, okay, let's let on with this. Nobody's going to object to a flag of the United States and the state of Israel. Nobody's going to object to that in a game like this. We were all enjoying the game. Regretfully, I didn't get to see most of the game because I was ejected. And they seemed to deem that to be appropriate, as the flag is, in the, by their definition, obscene and indecent.
This is, so you're saying the Eagles, someone in the Eagles organization sent Jim Kenney down to talk to you about this?
Yeah, they sent him down the hallway like he was employed,
like
by
like
them,
their emissary.
I guess you would say. And I've known Mayor Kenney for 3 decades. And, he said, George, this is not me asking this, because if he would have asked me as the mayor of Philadelphia, I would have given it due consideration, just as any instructions I got from Philadelphia police officers, who I have the highest regard for. And by the way, they just trailed. They didn't conduct themselves like this. They told some of my associates that these thugs that were employed by the Eagles were acting like bouncers and inappropriately. This whole matter could have been easily resolved. I don't understand why the leadership of the Philadelphia Eagles would not be strongly supporting the state of Israel and opposing, not just in words and in a press event, like they have Ukraine for the entire season, appropriately so, like they did when they promoted Black Lives Matter, appropriately so. They took that prerogative as their selective preferred speech. But now when someone else wants to make a statement, they seem opposed to symbolically supporting the state of Israel.
Yeah. George, may I ask, and this is a philosophical question. It's not meant to debate in any way, so please understand the spirit in which the question's asked. It seems to be, and this is not exclusive amongst Democrats, there's a healthy debate amongst Republicans, too. There seems to be, polling suggests that most of this country stands with Israel. Most voters, regardless of their political stripes, still stand with Israel. But there are strains, and we've seen it lately, bubbling up in the streets. And we saw it yesterday on the House floor. What is the anti-Israel sentiment or the pro-Hamas sentiment that's bubbling up politically? Where is that coming from, in your view?
Well, I'm not going to suggest to you there's any pro-Hamas, because I don't think there is. They're a terrorist group, and I doubt seriously that any significant number of people support that. There are those that support Palestine. Obviously, the vast majority support Israel, as should be the case. But this is a case where a brutal attack, a savaged attack, murdering people, raping women, murdering, decapitating children in a brutal attempt to overrun Israel should have been met by not only the full force of the United States government, which in large part it was by President Biden, to his credit, but by our leaders. Look what's going on in Philadelphia. You have at the University of Pennsylvania on its campus Jewish students being threatened, anti-Semitic messages coming across. I've never seen anything like this in my life. I've never seen this kind of hatred against any single group of people as is going on here. And then you combine this with an incident like this that for no apparent reason, somebody's tearing down the Israeli and U.S. flag in a symbol of solidarity. It's beyond comprehension. Why would you do that? I mean, I'm still celebrating the Eagles' victory. I love the Eagles, and I can't wait to see them reach the Super Bowl and be successful this year. But somebody, an adult, has got to get into this and put an end to it and have people working together, not against each other, not perpetuating this hatred and giving what appears to be consideration to people that are either anti-American or believe that what Hamas is doing is good and decent. You see this in other universities. You're seeing it in cities across our country. There needs to be leadership here. And I thought I was doing something fairly innocuous, incidental, and not something that would cause any kind of backlash from the leadership of the Philadelphia Eagles. I just find it so difficult to believe. And now the backlash from across America, because this story, regretfully, has gotten so much attention, has been enormous. And it's unnecessary to have that kind of backlash against an NFL team that, by and large, has been good and decent, promoting wonderful causes over the course of its period of time, brought us Doug Peterson and Nick Foles and Brandon Graham. They brought us a Super Bowl, the greatest night of my life. And I'll never forget it, ever, ever. And they are a great institution in our city. I have no idea why this was done. And They would try to claim that I became abusive. You better believe I came abusive. When a guy grabs my arm and tries to knot it behind my back and grabs my shoulder and tries to cart me out somewhere, and he's not even a police officer, you better believe I'm going to scream and yell. And when he ripped that flag of the state of Israel out, and you saw it on the video, he just ripped it. And if they think when I escorted people out of the suite when I took that guy's hand when he was trying to rip the sign in the video or the flag, if that's assault, that's ridiculous. The only one that was assaulted was me. Now, George, it's time for leaders to stand up and be adults here.
George Norcross with us. And the quote I read in the press anyway is from you that says, as I consider whether to file suit against the Philadelphia Eagles, the NFL, and the security company, is that still something you're considering, any or all of those entities?
Everything would be under consideration. Do I really want to sue because of this incident? Because it just brings more attention to something. I was assaulted. I was carted out of a stadium improperly, where the adults there should have said, hey, please, let's not do this next time. Now, it's not like I carted out a banner that said, I love Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. And I would end it like this. If this was the week after 9/11, and I put an American flag out that window, I wonder whether they might deem that obscene or indecent.
George, I appreciate you sharing this story. I don't know where it goes from here, but as it continues to develop or maybe goes away, I hope we can welcome you back. I'm sorry it happened. You're right. Any number of signs and causes are regularly flashed during an NFL game. A harmless flag seems like it wouldn't rise to this occasion. So we followed it with interest, and we were grateful you made time to tell the story today.
Thank you. It would be great if the leaders in Philadelphia, elected and business leaders, could come together and put much of this behind us as a demonstration and an example to America that we need to stand with our friends and our allies and lessen and bring the temperature down of this hatred and hostility.
May I ask you quickly? I'm sorry. One thing popped in my head. I've read some donors to the University of Pennsylvania and others are very specifically wanting to know who some of these people are on these college campuses that are so vociferously anti-Israel, and they've made the point of saying, we're not hiring these students. We want to know who they are because we want to make sure we never hire them in, for instance, our law firms or what have you. Is that George Norcross's position?
Well, that's their prerogative to do. If I found that someone was a Hamas supporter, I would not hire them. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. If someone's peaceably protesting, this is America. That's a decent and honorable thing to be doing. Like you see, of the many thousands of people that come to every Eagles game, more and more you're seeing signs that are beyond football. And people aren't being removed. It was only me in a box that somebody overreacted to. And I would hope once again that there would be some adult intervention here. And let's get on with rooting for the Eagles to beat Kansas City and beat Buffalo and get to the Super Bowl.
George Norcross, again, thanks very much for your time today. I hope you come back.
Thank you, sir.
Philadelphia's Morning Answer with Chris DeGaulle. This is Philadelphia's AM 990, The Answer. Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.